Sometimes you can just be too popular with your news headlines. I'm Tim Mulware. A little more than a week ago, CanDrive.org, the online tool that helps motorists with road conditions experience technical difficulties during the region's first winter storm of the year. Kirk Hutchinson of KDOT was told early indications are the site couldn't handle the demand.
The number that I've seen is 100,000 users over a three-day period. Now, I don't know if that was 100,000 at one time or if that's cumulative, but what the computer services folks are telling us is that that website had three times as many users as it's ever had before.
Instead of just one problem with the website, there were several.
There was a hardware issue with one of the servers that support that system, that provide the information. It's multiple servers, and there were a couple of mistakes that had been made ahead of time. There was a software licensing issue. There were several factors that all conspired in one weekend.
Switching to the old system alleviated some of the problems. KDOT continues to investigate. For up-to-date news headlines, visit westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Mulware.